Okay.
What have we seen in the last class? Can you help me to recollect what we've seen so far?
The last class we did a very short class, and we saw the present tense and past tenses. We saw 3, 6, 9, but you just named them and we saw them really in general terms.
Can you list out the lakara names of the lakara?
Yes, we did lat, leaf, root, loot, lot, lang, ling, lung, and lung.
Ring. And in ling we have got the beginning and the ashiri.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear so well. What?
In ling, you said ling, right? So lat, lit, lut, lrit, lit, yot, lung, ling, lung, ring. These are the 10 lakaras.
It's ring, not lrung.
Ring. Lung is different, lring is different. Lu, lu, lung, lring. Both are different.
But there is no tense that is lrung, no?
Ling, not lrung.
L-R-U-N-G, right?
Yes.
And in ling, there is vidhi ling and ashir ling.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to say, ling has got two, vidhi ling and ashir ling. Late is not used in classical grammar. So, even otherwise, it is going to be 10 anyway, because ling is twice. Ling is of two types, vidhi ling and ashir ling. So, you know, it is dasha lakaraha, which means there are 10 tenses. Okay, any questions on this?
Not right now. No, not for me.
Okay. So, we will just revise once quickly. Gayatri Bhagini, you asked a question last class, if you remember, whether all the 10 talks about the tenses. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So, lakaraha in general, it means tense. It means a broad term for a set of 10 suffixes. So, there is a verb. I add some suffix to it. It gives rise to either a tense or a mood. Am I clear?
For a what?
What did you say? Mood?
Lakaraha is a broad term. Okay. For a set of 10 suffixes. We have got 10 suffixes. So I'm giving or naming it in a broad way as lakara for this set of 10 suffixes. So when I have got a verb plus I add a suffix, it will give rise to either a tense or a mood, M-O-O-D, mood.
It will give a what? I cannot understand the last word that you say.
Mood. M-O-O-D.
I typed it in the chat.
Okay, thank you. Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
Sumitra Bhagini, your voice is far from the mic. I cannot.
Yes.
My headphones is not great today, so one second, let me try to change it.
Yes, maybe something with the where the microphone is. Is it near your mouth?
Yeah, I think there's only background noise. The voice is clear, but there's some background noise.
Yes, there is something that I cannot hear so well this class. It's not like the other classes.
I am not sure if I'm audible. Really good now.
Let's try to mute ourselves. Let's all of us
that
mute ourselves and only commit
Yeah. I will also change my microphone, just give me a moment. Meanwhile, if you want to discuss about it, you can go ahead and do it. Just give me a minute.
Hello?
Hello, yes, I can hear you. I'm just remaining muted to see if that helps the sound.
Okay. Yeah, I don't hear the disturbance now, but...
I think she was switching microphones, so maybe she doesn't have a microphone on right now. I think it's on Sumitra's end, it's not on our end. Because when we all muted, I still could hear that weird noise. That
right, the buzzing sound,
Yeah, so you were saying that Ling had two types, and that one was for ritual prayers, and the other one was for what? I know, she didn't
explain. Invitation and possibility. Invitation?
Invitation
and possibility. That's what I've written in my notes. So that's healing. Vidhi, even in Hindi, it means rituals.
Okay.
And Ashir means actually. So Vidhi means rituals.
I got them confused because I had Ashirling for rituals, so I got them mistaken. It's all
I don't know what it means here in Sanskrit. I've written them together. But in Hindi, Vidhi means rituals.
Vidhi.
So we can check with her when she's back on.
Yeah. Okay.
And Ashir, you know, kind of resonates with blessings. So I'm thinking maybe invitation and possibility.
Yeah, I had it all the way around. So yeah, let's ask her. I didn't understand because I have the last one as the last tense as LRUNG. And that's pronounced Lrung, right?
No, she pronounced it something different. I'm struggling with that pronunciation too.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I didn't know if I was spelling
it. So it's lut, lit, lut, rut, lot, lot, lang, ling, lung, ring. She said ring.
Yeah, she pronounces an E when there is a U. Yeah, I don't know. It's
right, that's why I double-checked the spelling, but her pronunciation was different.
Yeah.
So, it is present.
Yes, I have that. Simple present.
Yes.
Is it fine now?
Lit is past.
Yeah, I think so. I don't hear that weird noise.
Then the microphone's the problem.
Little sound is there, but that's okay. And it's not so overpowering.
Yeah, now I can hear. So, I can understand.
All right. So I was actually hearing more than you were doing. I just didn't want to disturb you guys. So simply not hearing.
Thank you.
So the Bhagini, the pronunciation that you said is, we read the R vowel, right? Illa plus R gives rise to R. Gayatri Bhagini?
Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, R is the pronunciation. Lakara is there, illa plus R will become R.
Lrung. That's Lrung.
And Ashirling is what you said is correct. Ashihi means the blessing that we give. Shubhamudiyat or whatever. Live long. May you have longevity. Right. So whatever we wish, that becomes Ashi. Ashihi is the blessing. So when we need elders here, we will always say Kripaya Ashihi Dadatu, which means please give your blessing to us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
So something like that.
And Vidhi Ling, that's rituals, right?
Yeah, Vidhi is possible, ritual, whatever the activity we say.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, okay. Gayatri Padmini, you explained really well. Great.
Thank you.
Now we are going to divide this Lakaraha into two sets, one as tense and one as mood. Okay, so the tense is known as Kalavachakaha, as it talks about times like present, past or future. So they are known as Kalavachakaha. The another one is known as mood and we call it Bhavavachakaha. Kalavachakaha and Bhavavachakaha.
You mean mood?
Kalavachakaha.
I'm sorry, like happy, sad, that kind of mood?
No. Happiness, sadness are all emotions, not moods.
Okay, so like grumpy and... No, I don't know. Like what?
We will see. We will.
Okay.
We will see that. Okay. Okay. Request and order, all these comes under mood according to... mood is a vague translation. I mean, it is not an exact vague, exact translation of what Bhava talks about. Okay.
Okay.
Just note it down. In the notebooks, Kalavachakaha and Bhavavachakaha. Kalavachakaha are 6 in number and Bhavavachakaha are 4 in number. So 6 plus 4 gives rise to 10 lakaras.
Okay.
I'm just thinking how better I can talk, say about Bhavavachakaha to you guys.
I'm thinking that Bhava is more to do with sentiments and emotions. I mean, something to do with the mind, and the others are more to do with actions.
You're correct.
Is that right?
Yes, you're correct.
Like physical actions and then mental actions. So,
yes,
mental is
yes.
More of, sensitivity and... Like anything that's translated with the mind or heart is Bhava, and anything that's like physical action is the Kala.
Yeah, that makes sense actually. Okay. Kilo tens and the moons. Again, Kala Vachakaha, Kalaha Stridha. Stridha means three types. What are all the three types? You all know already. What are the three tenses that we use in day-to-day life?
Past, present, future.
Correct. So present, past, and future. Vartamana kalaha. I'm hearing my own voice. Can
okay,
I don't know where I'm getting.
Yeah, I think we can.
Okay. Now it's clear. So, Vartamana Kalaha is present tense. Bhuta Kalaha is past tense. Bhavishyat Kalaha is present tense. Okay, Vartamana Kalaha, Bhuta Kalaha, Bhavishyat Kalaha.
Oh, can you go a little bit repeating more slowly so I can type it down?
Oh, yeah. One is Vartamana Kalaha. Vartamana Kalaha is present tense.
Vartamana, Vartamana, Kal.
No, I'll type and
it's yeah, it's va vartamana kala.
Vartamana kala. And that means
present.
Present. Okay. Thank you.
I am typing it for you. Just give me a moment. Bhutakalah. Is past. Bhutakalah. Mahapranam bhu. Bhavishyat. Whether Seema Bhagini is there, I don't hear her voice at all.
Yes, I'm following you. Thank you.
Okay, okay. Are you able to understand Bhagini or you have got any doubts? Just stop me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So I've typed and sent. Monica Bhagini, is that clear to you now? I've sent it in the chat box.
Yes, I am. Huh. Okay, so Vartamana would mean present, right?
Yes.
And Kalaha means tense.
So present tense. Bhutakalaha and Bhavishyat Kalaha.
Okay, and Bhavishyat would mean future, right?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay, I'm okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So now bhava vachakaha, they are four in number. Oh, I'm sorry. Bhava is just one. The four bhava vachakaha, the types of bhava is just one. Like kala vachakaha, we said present, past and future. Bhava is just one. The type is one, but we have four different types of expression.
Can you repeat that? I am not sure I got that.
No, you need not worry about bhava vachakaha right now. Anyways, we are not going to see it for now. So just write bhava vachakaha. Bhava, the vidha, the types are just one. Like how the kala vachakaha are of three types, present, past and future. Bhava vachakaha is of only one type.
And what that, does that mean?
See, kala vachakaha, I said there are six tenses in Sanskrit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in general, we name it past, present and future, which are all three types, correct?
Yes.
Similarly, bhava vachakaha, I said there are four bhavas, but the type of bhava is just one. You can ignore it for now. You need not worry about it right now. We are not going to handle it anyhow. So, can I move?
Yes.
Okay. So, Vartamanaha is present tense. I say Vartamana Kalaha. There is something known as Ashtadhyayi, where there are sutras listed out by Maharishi Panini that only we follow as the classical, as the grammar for us, classical grammar for us. Okay, so there he talks about what is meant by lit. So there are sutras, and the sutras will be like Vartamane lit. Lit is present tense. Lit is a pratyaya. Okay. Okay, are you able to follow what I say about the sutra that I'm talking about?
Yes, I'm just trying to remain muted in case there's echo.
Because I'm just trying to introduce you something new.
Pratyaya, what does sutra mean?
Sutra is a one-liner kind of. Vague translation again it is. It is a one-liner.
Like a one-liner.
Sutra typically means a thread. Probably people who know Hindi would be knowing. We call the wedding sutra known as Mangal Sutra.
Okay, it's like a thread?
Thin line kind of. It's again a very vague translation. It's not a proper translation for whatever I'm intended to talk about. But you will definitely understand what a sutra is as we progress. It's a string or a formula. Yeah, formula would be a better word here.
A string
or
a what?
Kind of a formula. Formula. F-O-R-M-U-L-A. Okay. So Vartamane Lat is a formula where he says Vartamana means the present that is going on can be called as Lat. That is why we call it present tense. Lat is a pratyaya. Pratyaya means a suffix. Can you all open ashtadhyayi.com?
That's what you just sent today on WhatsApp?
No. That is totally different. I actually wanted to take that, but yeah. In that, go to Sutra Pataha. Thank you, Simabhagini. There is only that. She has sent it in chat box, chat window. Please open that.
Yes, wait a second. Okay. We are seeing the word pat? Oh, no. Learn to read, to study, to recite?
Sorry, I couldn't understand. In
the website that you say we should go, the verbs that we are going to see are learn, read, study, and recite, or not? Because I'm not sure if I have the correct page.
What do you get as soon as you open? I will also try to open it in
yes,
my iPad.
Yes. I have. I have the same. I'm okay.
Okay. All right. So now, she has sent Patra Dhatu. Okay, fine. Yeah, that is also fine. But to read, do you see? But in the bracket, they say. To learn, to read, to study, to recite and all that.
Yes.
Okay. So there, if you see the first thing, it is known as Lat Lakaraha and it says Patati, Patataha, Patanti, Patasi, Patataha, Patataha, Patami, Patama, Patamaha. Right?
Right. Yes.
Under Lat. So those are all present tense. Now why these many boxes? Which means present tense has got takes different forms. The dhatu is one, which is pat, but the ending differs. For first one it is ti, for the second one it is taha, the third one it is anti, and then in the second line it is si taha tha, in the third line it is mi vaha maha. Right. So whatever you add to the pat dhatu is known as pratyaya. Am I clear?
Yes.
So if I add the lat pratyaya, which is lat suffix, then it gives the right to various present tense forms.
Okay.
Okay. And these are all known as the three rows. They are prathama purushaha, uttama purushaha, madhyama purushaha. So uttama purusha is the self, which is the last row. Prathami. So what you always say, aham, if aham comes, you have to add me. That is what I always say, right? Aham prathami. Aham khadami. Aham likhami. So that comes in the last line. The second row is madhyama purusha, which is you. Bhavati patasi. You read. And if it is he, she, it, which is uttama purusha, then that becomes the first row, which is first person, second person, and third person in the order.
The first one is what?
The first row is the first row is there, right? That is prathama purushaha.
And that is for him or her, right?
No, he not he, for him.
He, okay.
He reads is different from him, right? So he is different from him.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So the first is he, then the second is you, and the third is I.
Yeah, and one more correction. The first one is also for she and it. He, she, it. All of these are first person, right?
It. Okay. So, pratama purushaha, and the second was?
Madhyama purushaha. Madhyama purushaha, the third one is uttama purushaha.
Uttama. Okay.
Is that clear to Gayatri Bhagini and Seema Bhagini, or should I repeat somewhere?
Yes, it is.
I think
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it will become clearer as we go along.
Yeah. Please go ahead and do for every dhatu, whatever dhatu you come across, you just open ashadhyayi.com and see where it is located and see for other forms as well. So for example, now I said the present tense is latlakara. Okay, fine. And what are all the forms? These are all the forms. So now I want to say he reads or she reads. I will say saha patati, sa patati. And the column, there are three columns that talks about singular, dual, and plural. That we already saw. Right. Saha, tau, te. Right? Saha is one he, tau is two he, te is more than two she. I'm talking it very colloquially. Okay, saha, tau, te. So, saha patati. Tau patataha. Te pathanti, te read, te pathanti. Okay, now for the second row, tvam pathasi, which means you read, which is present tense. You are, right now you are reading. So, tvam pathasi, this is for singular. Anybody knows what is the dual and plural of tvam?
No.
Do you have Shabdamanjari?
No.
You have to use it. Otherwise, it won't help you. Okay, anyhow, I will say now, Tvam, Yuvam, Yuyam. Tvam, Yuvam, Yuyam is the form of Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam and Bahuvachanam. Tvam, Patasi. Yuvam, Patataha. Yuyam, Patata. You read, you both read, you all read, which is in the present. Is that clear?
Yes.
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 Now, the third row is aham pathami, which means I read. Aham avam vayam, avam pathavah, which means we too read, vayam pathamah.
I'm sorry, can you read?
Can you please mute Gayatri Bhagini? I am hearing a lot of noise from your bathroom.
Oh, okay. I can.
Yes, now it's clear. So, aham pathami.
Yes, I read.
Avam, I am. Yeah. I am. I read. Aham. It is aham.
Aham pathami, I read. And then we both read what?
Avam pathavah. Vayam pathamah.
Ayam.
Like aham, not ayam.
So aham patami, avam patavaha, and vayam patamaha, right?
Avam patavaha, vayam patamah.
Okay, that last one is we all read.
We all.
Right? We all read.
Yes, correct. Okay, so this is just to give an idea. Anyhow, just keep it in mind that there is something called present tense. And there is something called Uttama Purusha, Madhyama Purusha, Prathama Purusha, Madhyama Purusha, and Uttama Purusha, which talks about the person, first person, second person, or the third person. And the third one is singular, dual, and plural. Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam, and Bahuvachanam. So 3x3, we will be getting 9. 9 forms for present tense.
Okay.
Now, I told you only 6 talks about tense. Only those we are going to see today. The second box is lit lakara, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the lit lakara is a bhutakala. And how many bhutakala did I say? Did I say there are 2 bhutakalas or 3 bhutakalas? No, right?
You said 2, I think. No.
Present tense is just 1. Future tense, we have got 2 forms. Past tense, we have got 3 forms. There are 3 bhutakala rupani. So one of that is lit.
Yes.
So lit is known as paroksha bhutakala. It is, I'm not really comfortable talking without writing and showing. Anyhow, you just write it for now. I will try to make some other arrangement first so that I can share my screen and type and show you what it is. So the lit lakara is otherwise known as paroksha bhutakalaha.
You mean they are like synonyms? Litlakaraha and Paraksha Bhutakalaha?
Yeah, both are alternatively can be used. Paraksha Bhutakalaha. The meaning of Litlakara is Paraksha Bhutakalaha, which means one type of past tense that has not happened today. Akshara in Sanskrit meaning eyes. Okay. Now, para means beyond my eyes, which means I have not witnessed it, which is paroksha. Now you see the form papata, right? Papata for the patridhatu lit lakara. Prathama purusha ekavachanam talks about papata. So first thing, Pratama Purusha talks about somebody else, not about you, not about me. For example, Rama read in Gurukula. Okay, Rama read in Gurukula or Rama read in a school. I did not witness Rama going to a school, neither you witnessed, but he went. It is there in Ramayana that he went to some Gurukula and learned all the arts or got his education done. So in that case, you have to use papata. Ramaha papata. Ramaha Gurukule papata. Rama learned in the Gurukula. But none of us witnessed it. It is paroksha. It is not within the vicinity of our eyes. Neither it happened today. It happened years back and neither of us witnessed it. So this is known as paroksha bhutakalaha. Am I clear? What I am trying to convey is lit is one type of bhutakala. What type it is? It has not happened today. When it happened long back, did you see it? No. Did I see it? No. None of us witnessed it, but it happened. What is the Pramanam? Ramayana is the Pramanam. Where it says Rama went to Gurukula, learned, got his education, done.
Excuse me. What is written in the bracket? I cannot read it properly. Lit lakara.
No, that is parasmay pad. Parasmay pad. You can ignore it right now. Were you able to understand little akara? I'm trying to convey all of you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So, yeah, next type of bhutakala. Okay. Can you scroll down further and go to where is it? Lung. Yeah, lung lakara is there. You have lut, lit, lut, lrit, lot, lung. Go to lung lakara. So lung lakara is also one type of bhutakala. The other type of bhutakala is lung. Lung and lung both are bhutakala again. Lit, lung, lung. These three are our past tenses. First, lit we saw anabhyatana. Second is lung and third is lung. Lung is today's present tense. Okay, lung is today's. It is before lring. The last but one is lung. We will finish that and we'll come back to lung. Were you able to locate lung?
Oh no, I was still in lung. Let me see. Lung is below?
Yeah, ninth box is lung. The last one is lung. Before to that is lung.
Oh yes, now I see. Yes.
Yeah. Gayatri Bhagini and Seema Bhagini, I hope you are on the same page.
Yes.
I mean, whatever I'm talking about. So, yeah. Lung talks about Samanya Bhutakalaha, which means today it happened. This morning I brushed my teeth. I just brushed my teeth. Today morning I woke up. Or today morning I read the newspaper. So for aham I'll be using apatisham. Aham talapatram apatisham. Talapatram is some paper. I read paper. Which happened today, not yesterday, not years back, but this morning I read.
Excuse me, for 2 days happening, it's lung, you said?
No, It is not long. About today's happening.
Wait, I mean wait. The past, today it past tense that yes. happened today.
Yes.
So what is it? Today's past tense is long or long? Because I long. Wrote long is long. For today, yes? Today's yes. past tense. Okay.
Abhyatana Bhutakala, which means today. Abhyatana okay. means today.
Okay.
Adhyakana okay. means today?
Adhyatana means today.
Adhyakana.
Adhyatana. Ta.
Tana. Adhyatana. Okay.
Adhyatana is lung. Adhyatana Bhutakalaha is today's past, which is lung. Anadhyatana is not today, which is lit. That we already saw. Paroksha.
Okay, and if you say today I read a newspaper, it was aham talapatram at no adhyatana no.
No, what are you trying to convey?
You said today I read a newspaper.
We'll simplify it. I read a book today. Is what you are trying to convey. Now, okay. I read a book today. There are four words, right? Just by using the tense, one should be able to understand whether you did it today or someday, some other day. So that is the reason for keeping three kinds of past tense and two kinds of future tense and all that. So, aham pustakam pathami is present. Vartamana kala. Clear?
Okay.
Aham
pustakam pathami.
Pathami is present tense, which is I am doing it right now.
Okay.
Now, so, I want to say it in past tense. Today, I read a book. Aham pustakam apathisham.
Apathisham.
Apathisham, which means I read a book. The moment I say apathisham, if you know tense really well, you can understand, okay, fine. She read a book today.
Okay.
Apathisham.
I need not say, today I read a book. I'll just say, aham pustakam apathisham. So, as I am using lung lakara, naturally you will understand, okay, fine. She read it today, and that's why she is using lung lakara, which is adhyatana bhutakala.
Okay. So the suffix in the end is not only at the end of the word. It can go before and after the root, the dhatu, right?
If you add something to the front of the dhatu, then that becomes prefix, not suffix. Number one. Number two, here is because of some Paniniya Sutra that operates on that dhatu and the suffix, because of which we get another extra letter in front of it. So for now, please ignore that.
Okay.
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 Alright. So, I hope it's clear to all of you. Lung Lakara, which is Adhyatana Bhutakalaha, that just happened. Now, some extra things to be said here is that this lung lakara can also talk about something that I don't want to come to the past, like hypothetical future kind of. May not be like this. It's a statement. Okay. So even in that sense, you can use it.
Could you please repeat it again?
It is a little hypothetical sense as well, you can use it. Hypothetical future. Like you did something, okay. But I'm trying to say, may you not be like this. Like whatever you did, okay, now. Don't do this like this that you did right now in the future. For example,
yes,
I keep a glass okay. and you broke it. Imagine. I keep a glass, you broke it now. That becomes adhyatana past, right? Today's past.
Mm-hmm.
I will come and say, don't be like this. May you not be like this. Like what? Like you broke a glass. No, don't repeat it in the future, which is hypothetical. It may happen or may not happen. You may broke it, you may not broke it. But I'm trying to be hypothetically saying, may you not be like this.
And that is also lung lakaraha.
Yes, because something has happened in the past today. I'm referring to that past and say, don't be like the one that you wear today.
Okay.
It is a little hypothetical again. You can very well ignore it, but I just wanted to put a word that in this sense as well you can use it.
So you're warning somebody to not to do something like this.
When I use a bhudhatu, yes. Because the bhudhatu talks about to be. May you not be like this. So then I will say evam ma bhuhu. Don't, may you not be this. Evam ma bhuhu. Don't be like this. Like what? Like how you broke the glass now? Just now you broke it? Don't be like that.
Okay. Please write them for us to...
I will do it in the next class because...
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. So you can very well ignore this, but just keep it in mind, it can also be hypothetical future. So lung lakara is today's past, otherwise. If you could not understand it, just keep it this way. Lung lakara adhyatana bhutakalaha. Shall we go to the next one?
Yes, a second, I'm finishing writing.
Yeah. Please take your time to write.
So one question, lung lakara, it's mostly used for today's past and sometimes used for an hypothetical future, or it happens half?
It can be used in both the senses, today's past and whatever I'm referring about today's past as well.
And is it usual, like, that to use that hypothetical future in Sanskrit?
Yes.
Okay.
So, we should find out the meaning according to the other sentences, yes?
Yeah.
There is
But okay. Then I have not come across this kind of tense, either in speaking or in writing most of the time. But better to know it. Just in case if you find out something and you guess that they are talking about not to be like this or not to read like this, don't read like how you badly read now. For example, the teacher says to a student, the student reads something wrong and she wants to say, don't read like how you read now. That is hypothetical, right? He might correct himself while he tries to read again. So you can, for now, just understand it as hypothetical future. You think of it. Sit and think of it. How else you can use it? A dhatu in hypothetical form.
Okay.
Now we will go to the next bhutakala form, which is lung, which is adhyatana. Which is again anadhyatana. Lung is also anadhyatana. Only lung is adhyatana, which is today's. Lung is somewhere in between the paroksha and the present bhuta. It is not of today. Maybe yesterday or yesterday month or yesterday year. So the form is apathat, apathatham, apathan, apathah, apathatham, apathatha, apatham, apathava, apathama, aham, apatham, which means I read. The moment I say apatham, you can very well understand it is not today. Maybe yesterday or some other day. I think this is simple.
Anadhyatana lang. The sutra is anadhyatane lang, which means that is not of today is lang. It means it has to be a past tense, but it is not of today. Somewhere okay. In between aparoksha, which means I have witnessed it. And present, it is not present tense because it did not happen today. So maybe after my birth and I saw it. So it is lang lakaraha.
It is L-A-N-G, right?
Yes, lang.
Okay, so it is before yesterday, but I did with yesterday, right?
Why is it before yesterday?
Oh, I'm sorry, before today.
Before today, but I witnessed it. For example, Monica Bhagini Apathat. Okay. I have witnessed you reading something.
Okay.
But not today. Maybe in the last class. So I wanted to say, that is a paragraph that you read in the last class. Bhavati. Etat vakyani apathat kalu. Did you read the lines last class, right? Apathat is you read it. I have witnessed it, but not today.
Okay.
Excuse me, what about what about those tenses that we didn't witness?
I don't understand what you say.
You told us that lang lakaraha is for the actions that happened before today and we were witness for them. So what about those actions that we didn't witness them?
We saw it, right? Lit lakara, which is aparoksha bhutakalaha, aksha is eyes, para is beyond. Aparoksha, which means I did not witness it, you did not, you witnessed it. Rama went to the forest. Yes, he went. Did you see Rama going to the forest? Did I see Rama going to the forest? It is from the source, the Pramanam of Ramayanam, that I say Rama went to the forest.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Paroksha means I witnessed, right? And aparoksha, not witnessed?
Yeah, paroksha. No, paroksha, para itself means beyond. Why do you add a to it?
Ah, okay.
Paroksha, bhutakala, adhyatana bhutakala, anadhyatana bhutakala. There are three types. Which is lit, lung, nam. Is that clear?
Okay, so lit, lung and lang is eyewitness.
I don't get it properly. What were you trying to say?
No, I was trying to. No, I didn't understand you then. What were you saying before about lit, lung and lang?
Lit is paroksha.
Okay.
Okay, naturally anyapyatana, which means it is not today.
Okay.
Anyhow, it is beyond my eyes or I did not witness it. So definitely it is not today. That is obvious. I need not say it. So lit is paroksha. Lung is today. Adhyatana bhutakalaha. Lung, okay. Lung is anadhyatana bhutakalaha.
Okay.
Okay, Gayatri Bhagini, are you able to follow? Any questions?
No, I think so far it's good.
Okay. So next is future, but it's only remaining. And we have got two future tenses again. One is future that is not going to happen today. Anadhyatane lutta, which means a tense
that talks of future that is not of today. For example, go find out loot in your page. Where is loot? You have loot in the third box after lit. Patita. So Patita says he will read and not today. Maybe tomorrow. Shvaha saha patita. Which means tomorrow he will read. Any questions in this? So look, basically talks about future that is not of today. Any questions?
Not from me, thank you.
Okay. So then, Seishe means reminding. Reminding future all of comes under the next one, Lrit. Patishyati, Patishyataha, Patishyanti, Patishyati, Patishyataha, Patishyataha, Patishyami, Patishyavaha, Patishyamaha. What can be rest? Only of today's, right? If it is not tomorrow's future, then it should be today's future. Right?
Yes.
So, Lurut is for today's future?
Sorry, what were you saying?
Lurut Lakara
is today.
Today's future.
So I say you write it today or you read today. Adya Tvam Patithasi, which means you will read today. So this is again not an order. I'm just saying you will read today. It is simply a future.
Adya Tvam
Patithasi. Second row, first one. Tvam I'm using, right? So which becomes you.
Second row?
First one. Tvam, you am, you am. Tvam is you. I'm just talking about only one. Okay, all of you, which means patithastha. Third one in second row. If I have to address all of you and say, you all will read. When today, because I'm using Lrut Lakara, which is today's future. So with this we technically, theoretically we are completing the Lakaras, the six tenses. Now we have to put it into practice and see. And there are no hard and fast rules that you have to use only Adhyatana Bhuta Kalaha, only Paroksha Bhuta Kalaha. It is, you can choose if you, usually these days people don't particularly use any form for all the forms listed. They just stick on to one form. Okay, so it is for learning, or when you take a classical text and read. If you take Ramayanam and read, you should be able to understand that there are different types of Lakaras given. That is the whole point of me talking about this to you. Any questions?
I didn't get the last sentences.
I said in Ramayana we'll be seeing different tenses. Seema Bhagini, does that answer to your question? I was answering to you only. You were asking.
Yeah, again, I didn't understand, sorry.
I don't know, somehow your voice is muffled to me. I don't know what you're trying to convey anyhow. I hope you understood. If not, you can ask. Any questions from Gayatri Bhagini, Monika Bhagini, if you have got any questions, just let me know.
Thank you. Not for now. For
so far, it's okay. I'm just feeling overwhelmed because of all these tenses. It's a lot of information. I think I just need to process it.
To simply put, present tense is just one, because it is going to be present. You cannot have two kinds of present tense, even otherwise. Past tense, there are going to be three types. One that I did not witness, one that happened today, one that happened not today, maybe yesterday or last month or last year. Present tense, again two types. One is today's future tense, again two types. Today's future, not of today's future, which could be tomorrow or next week, next month or next year. So fit it in the appropriate places and use ashtadhyayi.com or any other dhatu patha that you have got to understand it better.
So present tense was today and before only today, right?
Yes, only not just today, just this moment. This is present, just right?
Moment. Yes. So there's only one kind.
That can be only one.
Yes. Okay.
Logically, it has to be one.
If I'm not mistaken, you told us that there is a continuous present that we don't go for now, yeah? We don't.
Sorry, what did you say?
For continuous present, I'm writing.
Yeah, for continuous, present continuous, I'm not doing it right now, because if I do that, actually, we'll all run away. So practice this, and then we will do it.
Okay.
Has Seema Bhagini or Monika Bhagini, have you made any very good comprehensive notes? My paper is looking like I can't even understand myself anymore.
Yes, it's a little bit difficult. And besides, I am not sure if I'm spelling the words correctly. I think that will have to remain for the next class, because since Sumitraji cannot...
Can you share the notes?
Yeah, I will do that. I'll definitely do it, because I know it's really confusing. So I will write and send you.
So we should practice for all the tenses that you taught us today.
It is good if you understand all the six and recognize the forms. If not, just in case if you don't, LUT is going to be one anyhow. Usually, for the future, they are sticking on to LUT these days. Okay, whether today or tomorrow, next year, doesn't matter. I've seen people using LUT only most of the time. So, make sure you are thorough with LUT.
And for Bhuta Kalaha is concerned, Lang Lakara is being used.
As I said, there is no hard and fast rule that you have to use. If it is yesterday, you have to exactly use only this lakara. No, it is not like that. You can alternate it. You can use the other one as well. Am I clear?
Yeah, just like Gayatri said, I'm a little overwhelmed with everything, but yes, I think I got it, and like I said, when I see your notes, I think I'm going to be clearer.
Yeah, so I should be making proper notes now. Net is also there.
I think I didn't tell the questions properly. I wanted to know what is our homework about these tenses.
You explore a couple of dhatus, like bhu dhatu is there, pathu dhatu, likh dhatu, that you already know. We have seen some kriya padams, right? Some action verbs. And by the way, where are we in the book? I am lost in that. I think we saw till kriya padani, if I am correct. If not, just correct me. Where were we in the book? We did numbers, right?
Ah, you mean, yes, the other book, yes. We finished the elephant.
Yeah, okay, then, elephant.
Yeah, we were in the elephant.
Okay, we're just in the third unit and we've got so much to do. Okay, we'll do it. Alright, yeah. So, there are two things that you have to get really good hold on. Number one, the tense that we spoke today. Number two, the vibhakti. And also the singular, dual and plural. If all these three you fix it properly, then everything else would be really easy to you. That's why I'm spending so much of time with the tense and vibhakti. Okay, so I will send couple of dhatus or this. I'll just send 5 or 6 dhatus. You just go to ashtadhyayi.com, try to locate it and see if you're able to understand it. And you can try writing some sentences as well.
Okay, and the dhatus, are they all conjugated in a similar way? Or is it
no.
like... No.
No, actually it is not. I mean, no. Much differences will be there, but there will be some differences. That is why when we start speaking, okay, this is all grammar. This is not spoken, technically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
When you start reading and when you start speaking, that is where you develop the language. No, you were not taught by your parents saying, say I am eating, this is present continuous. You have to use present continuous when you want to say that you are doing something when you were a kid, right? You just watch people talking. You were just hearing and then you tried talking. And that is how the language evolves. That is how the language came into you. And then only you were taught. When you say I read, the name for that is present tense. When you say I read, the word read, it talks about the past tense. Right, so I'll try to find some short stories, which is not more than a page, or at least some dialogue, so that we will do that again and again. That will be really helpful for spoken.
Okay, that sounds good. And the dhatus are conjugated depending on the ending, like the vibhakti? Like akaranta?
No, vibhakti has got nothing to do with dhatu. Dhatu?
No. Yeah,
it's for kriya.
The conjugations, do they depend?
Conjugation, there are a lot of rules.
On how the word
they
ends?
All depend on various factors. Okay.
Okay.
So we will not touch those right now.
Okay.
We will do it, but it comes in the advanced terms of reading. So for now, I will probably, okay, the problem is I'm stuck in Chennai here. I don't have any material. I have got a lot of such in Bangalore, in my house in Bangalore. So, but however, I cannot say that it's an excuse. I'll try to find some other material and share it with you. I just don't want to, copy something from the internet and show you, look at this. You can very well do it. You need not come here to do that.
Yeah, don't worry. So, yeah, I can understand that you're stuck in China. How are things looking in India? Is it, do you think
in Bangalore, it is really bad.
in Chennai it is kind of okay, though not really great.
So you don't think you're going to be able to go home?
Not anytime sooner, not at least for the next 2 to 3 months.
2 to 3 months, wow, okay.
Yes, I'm going to be just here.
Yeah, well, at least you're healthy, right?
Yes, we are safe. God grace, definitely.
Yes. Take care.
Yeah, all of you stay safe. And somebody can read the Shanti Mantra so that we can continue our chat after the class. So that I have got less amount of space in the recording. Seema Bhagini, can you do the Shanti Mantra?
Please,
someone do it. I have too much background noise here.
Do you have it, Seema?
No problem.
No, I should find it first.
Then Manika Bhagini can.
Yes, I have it.
Yeah, yeah, please here. Go ahead.
Okay. Om Sarvesham Svastir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu, Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu, Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu, Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Dhanyavadaha Sarvesham.
Dhanyavadaha. Thank you so much.
Dhanyavadaha.